This is the New Talk, the Bob Davis Podcast. Podcast 459, live from Des Moines, Iowa, on the campaign trail. Yeah, the numbers are off slightly. This has been a long couple of days just getting started on the trip, and there's various issues that have to be dealt with in new systems. So I got confused on the numbers, but we're working through the issues and things are looking up. Lots of politics today, and in this podcast, I'm going to take you through those events. Well, I got to tell you, I love Mobile Podcast Command. It's been running, this thing has been running continuously for about 3 or 4 days. I'm afraid to leave it run. It's made, of course, to do that. So the genesis of Mobile Podcast Command was I wanted a van, and my friend Ed at xgovernmentcars.com said, we're going to get you an ambulance because they're a lot cheaper and you can do a lot with them, and they are very hardy. And so Mobile Podcast Command came from xgovernmentcars.com. So there's a lot of stuff to talk about as it pertains to xgovernmentcars.com. First of all, the Mega Truck Center for xgovernmentcars.com is now open in Forest Lake, Minnesota at 356 19th Street. They have Fords, Chevys, Dodges, Toyotas, and more. Fast financing for all credit levels at xgovernmenttrucks.com. They have work trucks, SUVs, vans, and more. I'm in one of them, as you know. They also have the 3-day peace of mind guarantee, which means you buy with confidence. xgovernmenttrucks.com takes trades. Ed's always saying, let them know that I take trades and I pay the highest values every day without all the bull. xgovernmenttrucks.com in Forest Lake at 356 19th Street, 763-777-8782.
xgovernmentcars.com.
Well, this was a good day. I'm able to post podcasts now and send files untethered. What does this mean? It means no more truck stops unless I want to at 3 a.m. No more casinos, no more driving around searching for Wi-Fi. I had to adjust my data plan, but we got it done. And with the help of my friends at the store where I got the phone, I'm really excited because I can post from wherever. It's really a good thing just in terms of logistics. So that was cool. This was a long day and an interesting day. A lot of politics, as I said, and I'm going to take you through that today in this podcast, starting at the Iowa Events Center, where the RNC debate was held last night in podcast time. Moving on to the Rand Paul rally at Drake, and then the Donald Trump event later in the evening, also at Drake. Well, it is just about 2 o'clock on January 28th. Very interesting how a lot of the action has shifted, as I explained earlier, to the two different events happening on the Drake University campus. One is the Rand Paul event, which I'm sitting in the parking lot right now waiting for. This is at Olmsted Center. And then the Trump event, I believe it is a larger venue. The Trump event is, I got the thing here, at Cheslow Auditorium. So I'm going to go to the Rand Paul event, and then I'm going to go to the Trump event because I didn't get credentials for the debate, and now I don't care. You know, I consider it my good fortune to not have received my credentials for the RNC debate, because all of the action is shifted to this whole situation, and everyone's benefiting. I know there's probably lots and lots of trucks over at the other thing, but so here I am again, sitting in my truck with the engine running. I parked in front of the C-SPAN bus. And the guy got mad at me and made me move because I was parked right in front of the C-SPAN bus. The giant Mobile Podcast Command was taking all of the credit. The thing is, you can't miss this thing anyway, so it doesn't matter. So I'm sitting out here. And you know what's so cool about the ambulance? It's a great ruse because they kind of don't know what to think about this. They don't know whether it's supposed to be here or not, or if it's an ambulance, or what the hell it is. And I love that.
So I'm really enjoying playing games with my little ambulance when I come to these events. And of course, inside it is toasty and warm. So I'm in much better spirits today, mainly because my hotspot is working thanks to my friend Victor. Thank you, my friend. Thanks, bro. And looking forward to a crazy evening of political stuff and getting it all down and getting a podcast out tonight, as well as the GCN live show. So there's a lot of work to be done tonight. As far as the hammock is concerned, so I got a hammock. I posted a video about it on Facebook. The hammock's a little bit of a challenge. And I think I was more worried about dying from carbon monoxide poisoning than I was sleeping. But I finally did go to sleep, and I actually slept really great in my hammock. But this is a very large hammock, and I feel like this place, this vehicle is large. It's 10 feet, at least 10 feet long, this little box. And the hammock is maybe just a tad too large for the vehicle. So you have to do it just right, or you end up on the floor. It's just hilarious. So here I am, waiting for the Rand Paul thing to start at 3. And it's interesting because you go on Eventbrite to print these tickets, and I still don't have. It'll say print tickets, and it still doesn't say that yet on Eventbrite. So maybe they just have already got too many people. But here's the thing I'm going to do from now on. I've decided that from now on I am just going to get tickets. I'm not going to bother with trying to get press credentials, and I'm just going to take my stuff in. And I'm not even going to bother with press credentials because it's a waste of time. Because they don't give them to you, or you don't need them anyway. So especially, it's more fun being a citizen journalist. Where you're sort of doing your own media and doing your own thing. So that is what is up, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of these campaign workers are young, and for all of the talk that I hear from what I like to refer to as the get-off-my-lawn crowd, they do some pretty amazing work. One of those people is Allie Eichmann. She works with the Rand Paul campaign, and I caught up with her, obviously, at the Rand Paul rally. I'm going to talk to Allie Eichmann, who you are a force to be reckoned with.
Sure.
In all this. So how many of these events have you done?
That I've gone to or volunteered with?
Just say volunteered.
Volunteered with in the last couple months, probably 3 or 4 with Rand.
And he's your guy. Rand is your guy.
Yeah, he's my number one right now, yeah.
So you have a number two?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Whoa. You have a number two?
Yeah. And a lot of people are a little surprised at that, but my number two is actually Marco Rubio.
Okay. Have you gone to any of the Rubio events at all?
I haven't gone to events with Rubio, but I've gone to events with, like, the Rubio team. I've talked with them, especially in Minnesota.
Now, you're like the head of the Minnesota, University of Minnesota College Republicans.
No, I'm the state chair of the College Republicans of Minnesota.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right. I always get that
that's
wrong.
Fine.
I'm a terrible interviewer.
Yeah. So that's been interesting.
Well, I have a question because there's so many of these get off my lawn type guys that are like, these young kids and their cell phones and all they do is text.
Yeah.
Why are they so down on your generation?
I think...
You people.
I think part of it has to do with the generation, the millennial generation, is very different than other generations. And I think there's a misunderstanding. We're not on our cell phones because we're doing something selfish. We're actually communicating with people and keeping in touch. So,
is that what it is?
Yes. I mean, the way we can get information and things is all through our cell phones now.
Why don't you think, there seems to be, this comes up like whenever I talk to older people,
yeah.
Who, by the way, are your grandparents or your parents,
mm-hmm.
who, when they're not with you, they're complaining about your generation always being on your cell phones. I don't understand where that disconnect is happening. What does it mean politically? Like, how is your generation going to be different when it takes over than the previous one?
Well, I think
and when can you take over, please?
I think, please. I think it's we're starting to take over now, and I don't... Especially older conservatives shouldn't be as scared as they are. I think they hear a lot of things. things on the news right now about how college students want safe spaces and Bernie Sanders, but there is a conservative presence on college campuses, and actually the millennial generation is shifting a little bit more conservative in certain issues. So if we got a little bit more support sometimes, the future isn't lost.
What are the issues?
Like, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, what are the issues that you feel millennials have gone conservative?
I think the millennial generation is more pro-life than previous generations like Gen X, which is really interesting because that's a pretty social issue.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of surveillance type issues, NSA, Fourth Amendment. We kind of want to be left alone because we've experienced life with a lot of government, and it's not really helping.
I have too.
Yeah.
And I'm not a millennial, and I've about had it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I think one of the differences between older conservatives and younger millennial conservatives is that we're distrustful of the government, but we still are very optimistic. I think older conservatives might not be as optimistic anymore.
Now, I suppose there's not too many people that are too all fired up about Rand Paul's chances at this point. In fact, there's talk today that the Kentucky Republicans are really pushing to get him to get out of this race because they're worried about the Senate in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any inside information?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't believe that if you saw the office today. There's probably around 100 students who make phone calls all day for 12 hours a day, and every time they identify a Rand Paul supporter, they ring a cowbell and everyone cheers. And it happens too often. I get a headache from the cowbell.
Well, of course, it's all based on the polls, you know,
yeah,
and nobody really knows what's going on. You know?
Yeah, and I think the difference is I don't know how accurate the polling is. I think I'm a little optimistic, but Rand has a really good ground game in Iowa right now, and I think he might surprise a lot of people.
What does that mean when you say ground game here, like specifically? Are we talking precinct by precinct?
Yes, precinct
by
precinct.
So you've done some door knocking?
I haven't done door knocking because I got here yesterday. But
you've certainly done door knocking.
In the past. But yeah, no, they have contacts in precincts. I think a couple weeks ago he announced over 1,000 precinct captains in Iowa. And that was the highest number announced of any campaign in Iowa. So it's very interesting because he has identified supporters on the ground and they're committed to caucus. They're going to be there on February 1st.
Well, this is the whole thing that's really interesting about
yeah.
this because it has to do with a very small percentage of the population. And, of course, the Ted Cruz people say the same thing.
Yeah. Well, and I also think Ted Cruz has a very good campaign in Iowa, so it could be interesting.
Okay. Anything else that I forgot to ask?
I don't know.
You sure?
You didn't ask about Donald Trump, so.
Well, you know, everyone, you know what I saw today? I have to mention this. So there were two CNN producers standing out on the street with a camera.
Yeah.
You know, over there, some other part of Drake, mm-hmm. I guess by the main entrance. So I was by the Mexican restaurant over there.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what I call them? I call them panhandling journalists because what they do is they stand up there and go, "Hey, do you want to comment about Donald Trump?" So yeah, I mean, if I was to be like really lazy, I would ask people. I mean, I have tons of other questions besides what about Donald Trump, but what about Donald Trump?
Well, no, I think it's going to be interesting tonight having a debate without him because he's dominated all of the other debates. So this debate is going to be completely different. It might change everything.
I don't think anybody's going to be over there. I think they're all going to be over here watching his thing. I think, you know, the air. I walked up to the lady and tried to, you know, I applied for credentials to the
yeah.
RNC thing months ago. Well, we don't have your name. I said, well, I don't think Donald Trump's coming. Can I have his credentials? No, they didn't think that was funny.
No, they wouldn't think it was funny.
I mean, it's like, could you have a sense of humor?
Yeah, well, I think the thing is what's going to happen is he's going to use this as an excuse to bow out. And I've been saying this for months.
Trump?
Yes. I've been saying
wow.
He's gonna find some excuse, and this might be it, that he's going to be, he's not going to make the debate. He's not going to be on the debate stage because it's unfair. And then if his poll numbers sink, he'll blame it on Fox News. He'll blame it on the RNC. And then he'll bow out, and then he gets to say for the rest of his life that he would have been president.
Yeah, the fix was in.
Yeah,
so
I've been saying this for months, ever since he announced. Well, not ever since he announced, but close to that.
Well, I've been always waiting for some Orwellian twist to come. Mm-hmm. Some bizarre Orwellian, like he gets Zika or whatever that disease is.
Oh.
I can't. I've got Zika or Zeta.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. A bit more dramatic than, well, but he likes the drama, so...
Well, it'll be interesting to see if any of those predictions come true. Anything can happen in Iowa, that's for sure. So this crowd is getting really fired up as we speak, and really excited about seeing Senator Paul, who may have been making lots and lots of calls for. And the one thing I want to say very quickly is just don't discount what Ali said about those precinct chairs and the people working in the precincts. Well, this crowd was really fired up to hear a substantive speech from Senator Paul, which they did. And I am not going to air the whole speech. Generally, it doesn't translate well to podcasts. If you get a chance to see him speak, you should. It's the usual Liberty stuff, and it's great. And it's great to hear somebody talking about those issues. But this is a great time for me to talk about Greg Ryan and Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul before Rand Paul comes out to speak. Well, it is that time of year again, and it's always some, when it comes to Ryan Plumbing and Heating, it's always some kind of that time of year again. And what I like to refer to this period of time in Minnesota and Wisconsin is freeze-thaw. It's not spring, but it's kind of, you have the promise of spring in February, especially as we head towards March, but we still got a couple of months of winter left, and sometimes it's warm and it's beautiful, and sometimes it freezes, especially when it freezes and thaws, and that can cause huge problems with pipes. Now, it pays to have them come out and check it, but if you do need emergency service, don't forget Ryan Plumbing and Heating, especially this time of year. 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488, or you can check out the great new website for Ryan, ryanplumbing.com, or click on the banner at the top of the Bob Davis podcast page. They are metro-wide from St. Paul. That means the suburbs, too. You do a Google search, they're going to come up first. For four generations, quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. Don't forget Ryan Plumbing and Heating for emergency service on University Avenue in St. Paul, just west of the state capitol. They've always been there. Think Ryan Plumbing and Heating, 651-224-4771 in St. Paul, in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Yeah, they go to the suburbs too, as I have always said. And pretty soon, I'll be talking about Ryan coming out and checking your AC. So give me 30 to 60 days, and that will be coming up, and I can't wait. Well, it looks like the senator's going to be coming out very soon here, so let's listen. Anything can happen in Iowa. That is the first time I've heard Rand Paul speak in all these years. I know I saw his father. In fact, I introduced his father in St. Cloud at one point. And, you know, it isn't my practice to record their whole speech and play it, and the audio wasn't that great. But he touched on some interesting things, primarily liberty and primarily reducing the size of government and anti-war, basically. But I wouldn't even call it anti-war. I think what he's saying is basically realist foreign policy as he has described it.
and in general, enforcing all of the Bill of Rights. Touched on the Fed and touched on the economy a little bit, touched on taxation. These were all themes that clearly resonated with the crowd. You know, I'd say there were 250 people in the room, mostly young people. So it's going to be a stark difference, I'm sure, to the Trump rally that I'm going to go to here very shortly in about another hour and a half. So I'm going to get in position now and get over there.
And then there was the Trump rally, which was announced at the last minute for various reasons. There's not enough time to get into those in this podcast, so I'll talk about those in the next podcast. I decided to forego media credentials for this rally and just went ahead and got tickets and stood in line like everyone else. Now, I learned a lot. You can't tell the contents of a book by the cover. That's one of the things that was reinforced for me, that's for sure. A lot of people coming to the rally, but they may not be voting or caucusing for Trump. That's one of the things that's a big takeaway from this big rally that Trump had at Drake last night.
People have been lined up here since before five, because I took a nap and got up at about 6:15 or so. It's about 10 to 7. So this is a line that goes for several blocks. There are about 10 TV trucks, big ones, the satellite uplink trucks, parked in front of this venue. And then another 10 or 11 back where I'm parked. I don't know how many are at the Iowa Event Center, but that's way more than were there this morning. It's about 25 degrees. It's fairly calm. It's not windy, but it is, you know, this is amazing. And I'm probably not going to get in, which is fine. But I think the story here is that this huge crowd, I'm sorry to say huge, but relatively huge crowd, has shown up. And it's cold, you know. It's humid, so there's a bone-chilling kind of cold associated with this. And, you know, the chatter in the crowd is, I don't think it's anything, you know, special or unique that you would say, this is a Trump crowd, or whatever it means. The guy behind me that just said he would save my spot, said that he thought that Trump was taking Megyn Kelly down a few notches, and that the implicit, you know, thing there is that these people, they like it when he takes this bunch on, these media people, and takes them down a notch. And this is far more people than I've seen for any single rally that I've been to. Not that I've been to all of them, but usually it's 150 to 200 or 300 people. There's not a line, you know, and until they open the doors and the line disappears into the building. This is really impressive. You know, somebody was saying, well, this is pretty impressive. And it's like, yeah, it's impressive. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, I'm impressed that these people would actually stand out here and wait to get in to see this. Were you guys standing in line the whole time?
No.
So what are you standing here in the cold for?
Donald Trump.
Is there, why?
We're just hoping to become educated voters.
So this is you're wearing an Uncle Sam outfit.
Good guess.
So how long have you been standing in line? Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Since 4:45 about.
Wow. That's pretty amazing, you know. What do you think he's going to say?
Probably something borderline racist.
Probably.
So it's a spectacle.
I'm an undecided voter, but I'm probably not going to be voting for Donald Trump.
But you're here. I'm standing in line.
I'm a Drake University student, so.
It's just something to do.
So had to be here. Yeah. Had this left over from a date party, you know. So.
It's a good
one. Yeah. Thanks. See you.
It was.
So there you go. Not what it appears to be. Did you? How long have you stood in line?
We got here at 4:45. Yeah.
Wow. Are you students?
Yes. We're all first freshmen.
Is this just something to do, or are you really excited to see Donald Trump?
Well, I've always loved politics. I started following it my freshman year when they were doing the Republican primaries, my freshman year of high school. And so for me, even though I don't think I'm caucusing Republican this year, I'm really excited to see all of the candidates and, like, be able to really be a part of the political process.
So you just want to see. So it's interesting because if people were to walk by here, they go, look at all these Trump supporters. So you don't think you're going to caucus with the Republicans?
Well, we're just here for the opportunity. Like, it's here, so why not take it?
Right.
So it's just, this is a spectacle.
Yeah. Well, it's an experience for us.
I hate to describe it that way.
It's an experience for us, too, because we're all in college, so we're trying to experience everything new that we can. And Drake being such a huge campus for a lot of these candidates to come to, we get to see it firsthand, which is awesome.
It's like a plague of politicians. Yeah.
Well, and while we may not support him, like, all the time, he's a good businessman. He's a pretty
Still has the qualities to him.
And the way I see it is your beliefs can't be called your beliefs until you challenge them. And so even if I think that I'm going to caucus as a Democrat, I still went to see Rand Paul this afternoon. I'm here to see Donald Trump because I want to make sure that my beliefs are my beliefs.
And we're also young, too, so, like, we're still experiencing things. Like, I get to be able to tell my kids, I stood outside for 2 hours waiting for something that I may not even get into.
I'm way back.
Yeah, and I've been, like,
from Philadelphia.
I've been, like, texting my parents. He's like, are you in yet? Are you in yet? No, still freezing, but we're waiting.
I texted my parents that I'm here, and they didn't reply.
So I think it's actually gotten warmer.
Thank you. Good luck.
You'd be a savage.
God.
You've been a little star.
And a suit, too.
How long have you stood in the line?
Over like 2 hours.
Are you cold?
I can't feel my hand.
Are you a supporter of Donald Trump?
No.
She is.
High key, no.
So it's just something to do, or what? I mean, it's okay.
Wait, what?
I've talked to like 4 people that aren't supporters of Donald Trump, but it's amazing to me that they would stand in line for 4 hours to see
him. Yeah, we just like, I just want to see him. Like,
yeah, I know.
So it's kind of like a show.
I know.
It's like, exactly. It's going to be like a funny thing.
Justin Bieber is in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I would definitely be in there.
I was just going to be waiting for
it. But you're a supporter of Trump.
Yes, sir.
Are you excited?
Yes, I'm really excited, but my toes are kind of frozen.
Your coat is good, though.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
That's good. Started. I came out here before sundown, so, and I went and took a nap. That was really stupid.
Are you a reporter?
I do podcasts.
You do podcasts?
Yeah.
For what?
Like for myself.
Oh, just yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So I'm one of the few podcasters that actually makes money podcasting, which is
what's
the Bob Davis podcast. The Bob Davis podcast.com.
I feel like I've listened to your stuff before.
Wow. I hope so.
Because my
what's your name?
Emma Hazelhood.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a student at Drake, and I have a professor that was like, you guys need to broaden your horizons a little bit and listen to some different medias. And so he's like, besides just radio and like reading magazines and print, he's like, listen to some podcasts.
Podcasting is great.
It is. It's really interesting.
I have an old ambulance that I drive around. So it's parked back there.
Oh, wow, cool.
With the engine running. So, I don't know. Got the heat on full blast. So, well, this will be interesting. Now, are you a Trump supporter, or are you just broadening your horizons?
I'm on the fence right now.
A lot of Iowans say that.
He's got some good points, and he's got some bad points, but he's really honest. And I appreciate honesty in a person. I'm only 18, so this is my first, like, voting experience, and I know it's going to be a historically changing one, so I just want to be informed.
What about you?
I am here, I guess, to see about Donald Trump. I was on the fence there between Ted Cruz and Trump. Irritated me there by backing off on the debate this evening. But it was here and he did this, and I guess I just came here to wanted to go ahead and see him.
Me too. I mean, if we ever get in there.
But at the same time, I'm still on the fence, but I'm kind of... He made me mad, everybody backing out in the debate.
You think?
Well, here's why. What, is he going to pick the press corps in Washington, D.C., and who's allowed in there to answer and questions for him?
Yeah, but you don't know the whole story behind it, though.
Well, no, he got mad at Megyn Kelly.
There's more to it.
On
what
that.
Do you think?
About the debate?
No, yeah. Now we're getting into some good stuff.
No, I'm sitting there. Well, what's he going to do, back down from Putin? I mean, he backed down from...
He'll send Megyn Kelly to go attack.
Yeah. You know what? That's probably a good suggestion. Are you recording all this?
Yeah, I won't use it all, though. But
the
word is that he's decided to pull out because he wants the rest of them to attack Cruz on the eve of the caucuses. So he takes all the heat at this debate tonight. But I don't think anybody's going to watch it.
Well, that is really interesting because, you know, that was a great experience because... You think you know what people think, and then you start talking to them, and you find out, by the way, I'm frozen. My body, my feet, I've been standing in line for an hour and a half. But you think you know what people are thinking, and, you know, it's always a surprise when you find out that you may not have been correct in your assumptions that 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 people in a line were necessarily supporters. But some of those people are there, students especially, they're just there to find out. And it's interesting to me because those people didn't sound stupid. You know, they sounded like... interested. They were there going to see these people to learn about what their ideas are, and they're looking at it from that perspective. So that's kind of an eye-opener for a person who's been pretty cynical about the process. They were, you know, my immediate impression was, you know, at least with the I was talking to an older man and his wife and an 18-year-old young woman who was really impressive. And, you know, that's my first impression of the whole thing. I don't care what Trump says, you know. I'm not saying that I've seen it all, but what matters is what those people think and what they say out there. That's what matters. Actually, that was probably better than even getting in to see the rally, was talking to those people. And it was, a younger, more diverse and balanced crowd than I'm used to seeing at some of the stuff I've been to since last June. But I wish it was June tonight, let me tell you. I'm going to have to make some coffee because this is like...
Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast. This is Podcast 459, live from Des Moines, Iowa, on the campaign trail, Election 2016. Once again, thanks to Greg Ryan at Ryan Plumbing and Heating for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. Remember, if you have an emergency problem, Ryan does a lot of great emergency service. In St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Doesn't matter where you are, metro-wide, they've got a plumber near you. 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. And thanks again, Ryan Plumbing and Heating, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts.
Oh, it's wonderful in here.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I do love Mobile Podcast Command, and it is doing great. It is idling away, and I'm so happy to be associated with ex-government cars. Don't forget, they're open in Forest Lake, Minnesota. They have great trucks, Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Toyotas, and more. Doesn't matter what you need, all financing for credit levels at ex-government trucks and ex-governmentcars.com. And yeah, they still have the great ex-government cars, the Crown Vicks, the Chargers, the Ford police sedans, and more. And I'll tell you more about that going forward. And thanks, Ed, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts.
ex-governmentcars.com.
Well, it's more like a C-130 or like a B-29, but I love Mobile Podcast Command, and I wish I did have angle of attack indicator on it, because that would be super cool.
even though it doesn't fly. If you're a pilot and you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings, don't forget the digital sponsor of the BobDavisPodcast.com, Alpha Systems. They make the revolutionary angle of attack indicator, and the bottom line is Alpha Systems AOA saves lives. Click on the Alpha Systems banner for more information about Alpha's revolutionary angle of attack indicator at thebobdavispodcasts.com. And thanks to you guys for listening on Stitcher.com, iTunes, or TuneIn. I love the likes and the shares and the favoriting and the following on Facebook and Twitter. I did my first Periscope today. That was really cool. I'm also bdavis7843 on Instagram. I'm posting a lot of pictures on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as I cover the campaign. And there's much more to come. Iowa was just the first step. So, I really appreciate your liking and sharing. And thanks for your donations for Mobile Podcast Command to support this effort at thebobdavispodcast.com. Boop.